Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Yud. Yuma daf Yud. Let's talk about the halacha of Hilchas Mezuzah regarding a dira balkarcha, regarding a dira, a residence that a person has to be in. For some reason, is there a chiyah for mezuzah in those cases? So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan on the bottom of Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara goes back to talking about the halacha that the first Mishnah quoted, that we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol for a week before Yom Kippur to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Lishkas Parhedrin, that's where we keep him, and we separate him for the week to make sure he doesn't become tame. So says the Gemara, really there's a machlokas whether the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah me'ikir adin or just mishum gzeira. Tanu Rabbanan kol ha'shachas sheyav mikdash lo hayu lehem mezuzah. Chutz b'lishkas parhedrin. All the lishkos in the mikdash, they did not have a mezuzah except for this one. B'chutz b'lishkas parhedrin shahayu ba'beis dira l'kohen gadol. Because in it, there was a beis dira for the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it needed the mezuzah me'ikir adin because of beis dira. And the Rambam paskins this way in Perek Vav of Hilchos Mezuzah. That's where the Rambam has the 10 tnoim. The 10 tnoim of Chiyuv Mezuzah. Asara tnoim yesh bebayis. V'achar kach yischayev hador bo la'asos lo mezuzah. V'im chaser tnai echad mehen pater na mezuzah. You need all 10 tnoim. If you're missing any one, pater from mezuzah. The Rambam says, so some of these are agreed upon by all, some of them are not. She'yelo arba amos al arba amos. Oh yes, it has to be a room that is area of at least 4x4 amos. Question, what about if you have the same area but different measurements? V'yelo shtei mezuzos, it has to have two side posts, v'yelo mashkov, it has to have a top lintel, v'tielo tikra, and the has to have a ceiling, v'yelo dlasos, that's the Rambam sheet, it has to have doors, v'yeh gova hashar asara tvachem al yoser, at least 10 tvachem al, v'yeh base chol, it has to be a house that's chol, that means not base in Mikdash, we'll see, v'yeh asui l'diras adam, that's our context here. Va'asula diras kavod, va'asula diras keva. So all of those three, and the Rambam goes through each one of these now in Perek Vav. So in Perek Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Harabayis halashachos ha'azaros, ubat ekinesios, ubat emidrashos, she'ein ba'em beis dira paturin. Technically, all of these do not have are not made for residence, they don't have a place to live. Pater lefishein kodesh. Base haknesas shel kfarim shehaorchim darin bo. If you have a shul that people live in, chayav b'mezuzah. V'chei base haknesas shel krachin imayi bo beis dira. And then he says, kol sharam shayav b'mikdash lo hayla mezuzah chutz v'shar niknar v'shelifnimi menu. V'shel lishkas parhedrin. V'pnei shal lishkas also has a beis dira l'kohen gadol v'shivas yimei ha'afrasha. It was the beis dira. So did it have a beis dira in it, or was it a beis dira? In any case, that is the Rambam Shita, quoting this day of the Tanakhama, that Lishkas Parhedrin had a base dira because, had a mezuzah because it was a base dira. Rabbi Yehuda, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'halo kamal shachas hayi b'mikdash, shayelam base dira. Many offices and rooms of the base mikdash had a base dira. V'lo hayelam mezuzah, and only this one had a mezuzah, so it can't be because of base dira. Right? Rashi says, L'shomer habayis, the guards stayed and, you know, people were there overnight. There was people, they slept there, some of them, and they didn't have a mezuzah. Ella, there's a different reason. Lishkas Parhedrin, Gzeira Haisa. Really? Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? The Gemara says on Amud Beis, we don't want people to look at the room and think that the Kohen Gadol is in a jail, and a jail doesn't require a mezuzah, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the reason. And then the Gemara goes into my time with what is Rabbi Yehuda's reason for, but that was the maskana, what we just mentioned. Good, this is the original machlokas. Is it meikra did mishum beis dira, or is it mishum gzeira? Ask the Gvura Sari, ask the Shagas Aryeh here in his commentary, why, according to the Tanakhama, why do we need a mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin? It's less than 30 days, and he doesn't own it. Right, the Gemara says in Meseches Menachos there are requirements about when you need a mezuzah. The Gemara says in Menachos there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom, Tanya Nami Hachi Hador Bepuntaki BeEretz Yisrael. If somebody lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, that's even less than renting. He lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael. For less than 30 days, he does not need to put up a mezuzah. And if somebody rents a house of chutz la'aretz, kol shloshim yom patron a mezuzah, you put up a mezuzah, b'kan ve'elachayiv. right? Then after that, you're chayev, because that's already considered a diras keva. If you rent for at least 30 days in chutz laaretz, question is, if you know you're going to be there, but for 1 to 30, you have to put it up right away. That's a question, hilchot mezuzah. Or if you're in Eretz Yisrael. Avala socher bayis v'Eretz Yisrael, but renting in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to buy an Eretz Yisrael to be chayev. Even if you rent an Eretz Yisrael, osim mezuzah la'alto, you have to make a mezuzah right away, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what does yishuv Eretz Yisrael mean here in this context? Rashi, after you put up a mezuzah, you're not going to be able to take it off. That's a separate halacha. The halacha shakav shuv eino notz la mishama filu yotzi mimena. Kedamrinim perak ha-shol, like it says about Metziah. Ilkach pekoshi yetze mimena. So you won't leave. You won't leave because you're not going to want to have to leave your mezuzah. And by not leaving, that is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because you're going to be populate the land. So that's the Gemara Maseches Menachos. So asks the Turi Evan here in our Gemara, so why, according to the Tanakhama, is he chayiv? How long is he going to be there for? Right? This is renting. This is not renting. This is like a achsanohi. So it says the Gemara, Bahadiras kahai gavra belishka zulador bepuntiki be'Eretz Yisrael. Dummy. If you have filu havi dummy l'socher bias be'Eretz Yisrael, you want to say it's like schirus in Eretz Yisrael? De'amina hasam do'osim mezuzah la'altar. Mefarish hasam. You want to say schirus. So why is schirus chayiv right away? Because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But that's not shayach. That reason is not shayach here. So why are you chayiv? Vaytime alo shayach agabi lishka zu. Ha'enim yuchedes el l'kohen gadol. V'zayin me'pri shalavad. He's not leaving anything there. Nobody else is coming, moving in afterwards. V'chol ha'shan alabas dirahi. So why is it that he's chayiv? So says the Gvura Sari. Lefizer F. Shalomar. Afagav de Ba'alma Adalam Bidyom, Enam Bachaldira, the Yishuv di day. Even though normally up till 30 days is not a base year, Filahachi the Gabi Kohen Gadol. Kivan de Bal Karchach, Rami Rachmana Alei, She Yifrosh, Bizayin Yamim Halalu, Bakodesh, Dafka, Dumya Dimiluim, Asa Lishka Makom Prishaso Miyadla Diras Keva. It's Nechshav Adiras Keva because he, Balkarcha, has to be there. It's similar to the concept of Achshave, because even though usually it's not a Beis Dira, but here it'll be called a Beis Dira right away because he has to be there. It's interesting, we'll have later on that it could be that some, maybe if you're forced to be there, it's not a Dira. But here it's saying, since he's forced to be there, Mamela, it's Nechshav a Dira Miyad. And he quotes an example of this. He says, similar to, the Gemara says in Sukkah, on the first night of Sukkis, Gamrina Chamisha Asa Chamisha Asa Mechag HaSukkis, you have to eat a kezayis in the Sukkah on the first night. Avagav de Beshar Yimei Achag, kezayis, achilas arai, vein sarach Sukkah. Even though usually kezayis is not an achilas keva, mikol makom, belel aleph, shekava, kasav, chova, besukkah. On the first night where you have a chiev to eat in the Sukkah, aso achilas keva. Even though kezayis is not usually enough to be achilas keva, here it is, hachanami, avagav de ino chashiv, dira, pachal bishloshim yomim, kan shekava, kasav, dirasa, chova, b'makom kadosh, lididei chashiv, yak, dirasa, v'yishav, kavua, kamo, lamid yom, de alma. Another answer some Achronim give is that maybe the Lashachos belong to all of Bnei Yisrael B'Shutfis, so it's like a Dira of his own. That's a question that others suggest. Point number one. Point number two, the Gemara on Amud Beis here discusses also the concept of Dira Balkarcha, a Dira that you don't have a choice to be in, like the Turi Evan used. And they're about to say maybe that's the Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, whether you need it me ikir hadin or not. So the Gemara says, Anam Abayz, Suki Pligi Beshiva. Right, everybody, Elamar Rava, Bishayim Osashana, Kulam Ala Pligi de Batura. The rest of the year, you for sure do not need a mezuzah there. Ki Pligi Beshiva, Beshiva. V'sukkah time alachud, v'lishka time alachud. Sukkah time alachud, Rabbi Yehuda time edavar sukkah diras keva be'inan u'mechayve mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda requires a mezuzah because it's a diras keva. Over Rabban, l'tamayu, dami di sukkah diras arai be'inam lo b'chayve mezuzah. V'lishka time alachud, our point now. Rabban, it's avri dira balkarcha shma dira. Whether a dira that you're forced to be in has the status of a dira. Rabbi Yehuda savar, dira balkarcha lo shma dira. Right, dira balkarcha is lo shma dira. And therefore, it shouldn't need a mezuzah. You'd rather not be there. You don't go by reality, right? Diras bakalcha shma dira is that reality. You're there, and therefore, lamaisa, you know, you need a mezuzah. But the Rabbi Yehuda says lo shma dira. You would say no. You don't want to be there, so it's not called residence. You're being forced to be there. Umidirabanan hu tzakinu lo, and it's just a dirabanan. So people don't say shlo yomer kohen gadol chavesh beisu asurim. That the Kohen Gadol is stuck in a jail. People shouldn't have that attitude by seeing that there is no There's no mezuzah on the door. There are some hashkafic messages to that also. Rabbi Lamb has a beautiful article in his Sefer relating to sometimes people think that people who are religious Jews are like stuck in a jail. We don't want to give that impression. Okay, but either way, let's get keep to the halacha in this year. Question that Rishonim ask, what about sukkah? What about sukkah? If Rabbi Yehuda holds diras bal karcha is lo shma dira, then even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that sukkah is diras keva, but it's diras bal karcha, you have to be there. You don't have a choice. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv mitzvah. So he should be pater from mezuzah. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that he's chayv mezuzah if it's diras bal karcha? Why is that different than the week of Yom Kippur? So a number of answers given in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Ritva. The Ritva here asks that, or points out, and tells the Rosh also, that only the Lishka is considered bal karcha and not the sukkah. Why? Because he's there without his family. He's there without his family. If you're there with your family, how bal karcha is it? Says the Ritva. This is on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the next daf. The Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa gzera. The Amal the Rabbanu Chaim Mezuzah Balishkos Dar Darai. So he the Adifa Misuka Shebinyan Aban Binyan Arai. Mashenki Bezushi Binyan Kavua. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Dira Balkar Chalosh Madira, and that's why the Lishka doesn't have one Midarai. Saval Dira the Suka Lav Dira Balkarchahu. Why? To who Dar Sham Im Ishta Ubre Beso. V'kivin the sukkah diras kavui, the Rabbi Yehuda dira devais gamur chashiva. So he's there with his wife and kids. There with his wife and kids. So that makes it a beis dira even with balkarcha. Interesting. So are these two separate factors or one internal adjustment? Right? Is it because your family there is not called balkarcha? Your family's this. How can you say it's balkarcha? Your family's there. Or do you say, no, it is balkarcha, but this is another factor that overrides. Right? It makes it a dira, even though it's dira is balkarcha, and it shouldn't be a dira. But family could override. Okay, number one. Tosfos Yeshanim here says that the sukkah lav dira balkarcha he she'eno zuz mi beso. V'ishta ubanav bebayis v'holech heina v'heina. He's not quarantined, sounds like. He can still go in and out of the house. Doesn't have to stay there. By the Lishkos Parhedrin, he's there. He can't leave. By the sukkah, he's in the sukkah. He's also in the house, right? The sukkah is the ikker, and the bayis is tafel, but he's still in and out. It's not a total quarantine, so therefore, it is not called a dira balkarcha. So again, balkarcha doesn't mean you have to be there some of the time. You have to be there all the time. That's the problem with dira balkarcha. And there are a number of achronim that get into the act also. Some say that by sukkah, if he's really mitztar, he's allowed to leave, right? There's a limit to how balkarcha, right? Parhedrin, he can't leave. Right, even if it's uncomfortable, he wants to go out. But sukkah has the mitzvah p'tur. Or the Sfas Emes has two other answers here as well. Sfas Emes says, open up the Sfas Emes, our daf, says the Sfas Emes, he quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim, V'li nira lafarish, the dira balkarcha havidiras arai, avol sukkah, the diras kevahi migzeras akasuv, l'Rebbe Yehuda, the sfira l'diras keva Beinon lo ichbaslan ihavidira balkarcha or not? Says the Sfas Emes. The reason balkarcha is a problem is because it's nechshav adiras arai. You want to leave it any free second, so it's not nechshav keva. But Rabbi Yehuda says sukkah has to be keva. That's the gzeiras hakasuv. So maybe that's why it changes. Again, dira balkarcha avidiras arai. Dira balkarcha. The problem with dira balkarcha is because it's considered a diras arai. Not that it's not even called a dira. That is a dira sarai. If it's not called a dira, then you don't have this answer. But if you say the problem is dira sarai, so then sukkah, by definition, is a dira skeva, and therefore it's okay. Ach beloze yeshlam, we have another answer, more pashut, more lamaisa. The besukkah yoholasos v'chomakam sherotze. La tovlo, lo havi dira balkarcha. You can build your sukkah wherever you want. Wherever your sukkah is, you have to be in there, but you can build it wherever you want. That's not balkarcha. Aval hacha shemafrishinoso mikala makomos rak balishka shebenuya bakodesh nikra dira balkarcha. Right, that is the answer, the second answer of the Sfas Emes. Right, balkarcha is this geographical location is where you have to be, not you choose the geographical location and you have to be in this sukkah. So that's different, and therefore that wouldn't be balkarcha. Two answers of the Sfas Emes. Okay, so we spoke about our Gemara about Parhedrin. We spoke about sukkah. Let's talk about three other cases that are mentioned by the Achronim. What about a hospital? What about a hospital? Is a hospital considered bar karcha? You'd rather not be there. You'd rather not be in the situation. Once you're in the situation, this is what you do. But sometimes halacha notes that if you'd rather not be there, it's not the same, right? Just as a stretch of a mashal, malacha she'nesricha legufa. What is the definition of malacha she'nesricha legufa? So Tosfos says all over Shas, it's a malacha that was done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. That's what Tosfos says in a number of places. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi in a few places in Maseches Shabbos tells us, no, you know what malacha she'nesricha legufa is? I'd rather not be in this situation. Right, taking a dead body out of the house. I'd rather the person not be dead in my house. That's what Malacha Yisrael Gufa is, according to Rashi. Look at the, for example, Tzadi Gimel Mabez. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rashi says, Davi Malacha Yisrael Gufa, V'cha Malacha Shein Yitzricha, Elo L'salka Me'alav, Havi Malacha Shein Yitzricha Gufa, Dibert Sono Lo Ba'alo, V'lo Hayat Sarichla. I'd rather not be in this situation. Very different, right? If you'd rather not be in it, this is what I do because I'm in this situation, but I'd rather not be in this situation. So here to a hospital, I'd rather not be in the situation because this is the situation. I'm happy that I'm in the hospital. But is that called a Dira Balkarchas? That is a Machlokas Achronim. The Avnei Nezer in Shuva Yaradeya Simon Shinpei assumes no. Assumes it's not a Dira, it's less than Schiris, right? Even if a person pays for the services, that's not good enough. Benidon di don again Yaradeya Shinpei, but Dvar Beit Cholim Mchuim Mezuzah Ki Yisholim Mishtahim Sham Beis or Gimel Chadashim V'Domel Asocher Bayis La'Acher Shloshim Chayim Mezuzah. So what do you say? So he says Benidon di don Shacholim Einam Socher Bayis Rak Shenosim Schar Avur Mashem Sham. They don't pay for the house. They pay for the services. Pay for the services. He quotes the Gemara Ba'Basra Kuf Mem Zayin. So therefore, he thinks it is not needed. It is not needed. Pshita Lo Shaklav Beit Cholim. Even if he would own it, so he ends off become a karcha ein l'chayv klal beit cholim b'mezuzah. That's what the Avnei Nezer, the Marsham in Yaradeya says chayiv. If you look in Rav Yashav's Ha'aris here to our Gemara, he agrees that it's at least schirus, and it should need, but maybe there's a patur mitam acher. V'niradish l'adun al dvarav. He quotes this machlokas between the Avnei Nezer and the Maharsham. And he says, Yesh la dude emeth bishabana bayis la atzmo, umachle sham cholim ze, domalach de baabasra, avobate cholim shebizmanenu shebonim osa meikara, avur hacholim, yesh lomer de domet de socher bayis la chayim mezuzah. But he says, achin bebate cholim shebizmanenu yesh la dun bezel of tarmi mezuzah mitam acher. Demikivan de bonim osam gamma vor goyim. It's not just built for Jews, it's built for goyim. And we paskin that shutfis akum, even 1%. Afilu chelik echad meshal akum poter mi mezuzah. Vabate cholam omdim kidvar tziburi. It's a public service building. Sheish bazez chus lechlala tzibur. Vim king gam b'shas shedorim b'yisrael mikam akum yish ladun denechshav sheish bazez chelik akum lepoter mi mezuzah. Achein aminag lamaisa shekovim mezuzah bate cholam. The minag is to put a mezuzahs in the bate cholam in Eretz Yisrael where they actually care about this, the halacha. But that is the, what Rabbi Yashav says, mistama, to put it up without a bracha. Put up without a bracha, mistama, because of that machlokas. Again, the Rabbi Yashav is based on the Ramah in Yaradeya, in Hilchot Mezuzah, in Reish Peivav. The first simon in Hilchot Mezuzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah say lichtov shma, v'im shmoa, ulukavim mezuzah ha-pesach, v'tzorach li zoher ba ma'od, v'kola zoher ba ya'arichu yamav, v'yimei banav, v'im eino zoher ba yiskatsru. Right? Arichas yamim, try to be careful in mezuzah, the Shulchan Aruch says. And then where do you put it? The Ramah quotes that you put it on the, put your hand on the mezuzah, right? Based on Onkelos, that's Reish Pei Hei. I'm sorry, Reish Pei Vav, the second simon, Eilu ha-makom ha-shachayiv mezuzah, the following makom ha-shachayiv. Echad shari batim, shari chatzeros, right? Gateways, medinos, ayaros, refes, bakar, velulun, v'os, v'osyayim, v'shemen, v'si isha, kulam chayavin. V'dafka, says the Ramah, kishe beis ha-shutfim Yisraelim. Aval bayis shal Yisrael ve'obed kochavim pater mimezuzah. Pater mimezuzah, says the Shach, kivan shahamiksas hu shal ovdi kochavim ve'gam mishum sakana kedei shalo yomar ovdi kochavim shal Yisrael oseh ma'isak shafim. And then the Ramah continues, v'chein chateros o'a yara shemiksas ovdi kochavim darim ba'pater mimezuzah. So that is poter. So that's what Rav Yashav says. And hospital also, should it need. So that's a hospital. So we spoke about parhedrin, sukkah, hospital. What about a jail? So Rav Yashav says here again, it's worse than Balkarcha. At least Balkarcha, the reason you're there is Balkarcha, but it's still a dira. It's still nechshav a dira. But by a jail, the whole point is basically to take away your dira status, right? That's part of Beis Asurim. Kol ikr diraso sham eino mitzadire ela kedei la'asro, shlo yuchal ladur b'chol makom kirtzono. Umemela, he thinks you would be pater l'kulei alma. Interesting question that Chashuk Echemet here discusses. What about if he's under house arrest? He's not in jail. He's in his own house, but he can't leave. Is that dira balkarcha? So the Chashuk Echemet says, L'chaor delishkas perhejin was made b'derach kavod. Doesn't say that it wasn't a nice place. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda said it didn't need without the gzeira. And with the gzeira, you wouldn't need. So maybe, says Rav Zilberstein, you would say that it shouldn't need. Let me just find the line here. L'chaor delishkas perhejin haya asu b'tzura mechubedes. The kiyae l'kohen gadol elashach yisar na yachid who mashahaya aser lasas mimenu. Then came gambin yaneinu kach lom rocha vayit yafei. Is a gorgeous house. He could go wherever he wants in the house. Even so, you should be potter because it's not even if it's zera kavod because you have to be there. And so, just like the parhedrin, or as we said, based on the svasemes, you could build your sukkah wherever you want. So that makes it not a balkarcha. So too, wherever you move you can move your house. The people, the authorities don't care if you move your house. They just don't want you to go out of the house, wherever the house is. Mm-hmm. So, interesting question. What about house arrest? So, five different cases regarding Chiyah Mezuzah and Dira Balkarcha. Okay, we'll stop here.